My next guest will be going for a walk this weekend. Now, that might not seem that important or noteworthy, right? You might be doing the same. But starting Saturday morning, 14-year-old Hunter Gandy of Temperance is going to walk 40 miles from his junior high school to the University of Michigan campus, carrying his 7-year-old brother Braden on his back the entire way. That's because Braden has cerebral palsy and his walker doesn't move well on grass or sandy areas or in crowds. Hunter is not walking to raise money. He wants to focus attention on the problem of mobility for kids like Braden with special needs. So, Hunter, you call this the cerebral palsy swagger?
Well, we got the idea. I was selling wristbands at my school with the student council, and we raised $350 doing that. After we were done with that, I wanted to continue to raise awareness for cerebral palsy. And we just were looking for ideas, and we came up with the idea of this walk. Then we were looking for names for it. We wanted to go something that had the name cerebral palsy in it so that people would see it. And, I mean, that'd be the first thing that sticks in their mind. And then we chose Swagger because we wanted something that'd be catchy and people would remember.
Well, and people are going to remember the fact you're going to be carrying your little brother all 40 miles. How did that evolve?
Actually, when we were thinking of ideas, my mom had a dream one night that I was going to carry my brother to raise awareness for cerebral palsy to Mackinac from my high school. And really, we just kind of went from there. I mean, obviously, we realized that that's over 300 miles, and that's a pretty large scale. And we knew that we needed to tone it down a little bit. And we have connections at Michigan. Braden goes up there. He's had several tests done, and it just kind of fits.
And you're really, it's not about raising money. What do you want to happen by carrying your little brother all these 40 miles? Who do you hope will pay attention?
Well, we are hoping to get the attention of up-and-coming engineers, therapists, and other people that will work in fields related to cerebral palsy so that they can develop new innovative ideas in mobility assistance and different therapeutical studies.
Yeah. So what kinds of challenges have you seen Braden have to go through when your guys are all at school that made you think that, yeah, you know what, we need to make some progress in mobility. This is not where it ought to be.
Well, I mean, he loves going out for recess, and his friends play with him and cooperate well. The hard thing is, though, that his walker doesn't go well through, like, the mulch, and their playground is mostly mulched. So he has trouble getting around there, whereas if he had a walker that was better, he would be able to run around a lot faster, and it just helped a lot.
You can get the details about Hunter's big walk, the Cerebral Palsy Swagger. Just search for that on Facebook, Cerebral Palsy Swagger. I did it. I've liked the page. You can get all the details of this walk about how to send them off and how to greet them at 2 Sunday afternoon at the Bonna Wrestling Center at the U of M campus. You're a great big brother, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Hunter. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thanks for helping us spread the word.